Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, I'm going to walk you through a little bit of the troubleshooting capabilities we've got built directly into the portal experience. And so what we've done is, you know, as people deploy things and they experience a platform and they scale up and down and so on, sometimes they may hit some problems. And so one of the things that we spend some time adding is tools and audit logs and the ability to easily find and figure out and solve your problems directly in the portal experience. And so this includes things like just a really fast and easy way to reset your password right there in the portal experience, an easy way for you to be able to take a look at the boot logs, so you can basically, on the Linux side, you can actually look at the serial output during boot. You can also look at the console output for Windows to sort of see what's happening as part of boot, and maybe there's something wrong with the VM running. You can look at audit logs, so see sort of who's done what. Maybe someone rebooted things, or someone went in there and messed with it. I'm watching you, Rick, on my VMs, so you can take a look at that as well. And there's also this new thing called the service health check. And what this ends up doing is it will actually go in there and check what the platform thinks is going on with your virtual machine. So it'll actually look at all of our information, all of our audit and all of our logs in the platform to say, gosh, you know, this something looks unhealthy here, and makes it really easy for us to tell you when we think we've done something wrong. Maybe it's not a global problem. Maybe it's just specific. Maybe the hardware failed. Whatever the reason, this will go in and tell you what we see from the platform perspective and make it really easy for you then to quickly sort of file a support ticket or raise it as a concern to us based on sort of what we've detected as a platform. So really cool stuff. A lot of this today, as I'll show you, a lot of it today is available in the existing ASM-based APIs. We will also be bringing almost all of it. Actually, we're bringing all of it and more into the new ARM-based APIs as well. So I'm going to show you a little bit of both here. And why don't we go and take a look at the demo? So please join me. So here I'm logged into the portal and I've got two virtual machines deployed. You see here I have one that's a SQL Server and one that's a Linux and Ubuntu VM. And so you can see based on the logos, we've got one VM that's actually the classic VM, or ASM as I mentioned, which is the Azure Service Manager. And then one, which is the Azure Resource Manager, which is the new virtual machine offering available as well. So here you can see based on the logo, this is the classic one. And so here, over here on the right, you can see a lot of options to investigate, whether it be the audit logs. I can pull these up and sort of see what's happened with my virtual machine. It looks like I've got one informational audit log here, so this is probably not my problem. This is a Linux VM, so I can actually pull up the boot diagnostics. And so you can see right here, quickly pull up the boot diagnostics, and it'll show me all of the serial output that's happened since the beginning of boot of this virtual machine. And so I can go in here and take a look and see sort of what's happened and what's run and what's been outputted directly to the serial output. And so some information here that's very informational. That's good information. And so I can take a look at that and understand what's going on. As I mentioned, I can reset my password. And so great experience here. I can just go in and reset this. Very, very simple. Then as the service health check, or the check health little button here, and this is scanning the system, as I mentioned, and determining if there's anything wrong. And see the, right now, nothing that we've identified as a problem. And so virtual machine seems to be running normally. Maybe some helpful tips here if you're having trouble with the virtual machine, and you can go ahead and check that out. And then, of course, a few pull-down options. Maybe there's some issues that you're seeing that you want to go get some help on, and you can sort of pull these down, and we'll point you to some documentation that may help you solve some of these solutions. And we'll actually be updating a lot of this troubleshooting information over time as we get more and more feedback and learn more and more about sort of what customers are suffering from and facing in this environment. And, of course, you could just directly file a support ticket here and get the support you need straight away. So that's fantastic. The exact same experience exists on the Windows side. So you can pull up the Windows side, and this actually happens to be Azure Resource Manager VM. And so there are fewer options today. You will see the rest of these fill out over the next month or two. So you'll see a lot of the experiences come in over that time. But you can see I still have the audit logs, and I can still file the support request here. Oh, it looks like there's two audit logs here. Still file a support request and so on. Of course, because this is Windows, I can also check the boot diagnostics. And so if I go in here and actually click on the boot diagnostics, I will see instead of that serial output for Linux, I can see the boot screen for my Windows VM, and it's clear that this is not actually the problem with my running instance, and so I'll go troubleshoot elsewhere. And so with all of those capabilities and all that technology, we are trying to help customers help you be able to solve your problems in a much simpler, easier, faster way. If you've got ideas, you've got things that you're, hey, gosh, it'd be great if you could put this tool in there, please send them to me. We are constantly working to improve this experience, to make this troubleshooting solutions and set of tools really, really great and rich for you. And so please send that to us. You can send it to me using the normal mechanism, hashtag AzureTWC, that stands for Tuesdays with Corey, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of this whole feature set and what you think of these capabilities. We're, as I mentioned, always looking to try and make things better. So looking to hear your feedback. And thank you so much for spending the time with me today. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
The mic audio is there?
I think so. Yep.
Perfect.
All right.
Give me a big clap then.
A big boy clap. All right. Get this out of here. No one. I don't want this chair. Nothing blocks my Twilight poster. Nothing. Good.
You're good. You're rolling.
Creepy. Creepy, but good. All right. Okay. You ready?